Sunday night here in Clovis. So we decided to paper over our differences of opinion by making believe it's just a question of semantics, of words, but really everybody agrees, and we're one big happy family. And this is in the modern world, you know, you're not allowed to disagree. Everybody really holds the same thing. It's just, anyway. But the ikar is lav habo mechlal aseh. That's for sure, is to understand what it means. Lav means it's an iser. The Torah wants to give over an undesirable state. It's an iser. Habo mechlal aseh means the Torah doesn't state it explicitly. It states it through implication. Like the example we gave of a mother telling a child, you know, cross the street. Now, the mother says only. The Torah doesn't say only. Like, it doesn't say, marry only a Mitzri Shlishi. It doesn't say. It says, you can marry. Okay, I guess the mother would say to the child, you can cross the street if you're holding someone's hand. That's all. And the implication is that you can't cross the street if not. But there's no mitzvah to cross the street holding someone's hand, right? So it's only a lav, an iser. Lav means iser. Habo mechal aseh means it's derived, it's communicated. How Hashem communicates is very important. You could say it beferish as a lav. You could say it through the Yud Gimel Midos. You could say it through a ribui hakra. It could be halacha l'moshe m'sinai. And we see that the Gemara deals with how, like I said, the medium is the message. How Hashem imparts the information to us is part and parcel of how chomer the iser will be. Chatzishir osim in haTorah. But it's not as chomer, because it doesn't say it beferish. It's only a remez, it's only a ribui. It makes a shvua. Shavuos chal. If you make a shavua not to eat on Yom Kippur, it's not chal. And if you make a shavua not to eat chatzishir, it is chal. Why? Say enisa chal alisa. It's a boy. It's more chal. Torah only said it derech ribui. So here also, it's only by implication, and therefore it has the chomer, the intensity of being over an asay. All over. That's what I mean. Lava bo mechal asay. An iser that's stated by implication only has the chomer of violating an aseh. Whether it's a coincidence that the Torah said it b'loshon aseh, I don't know. I don't think so. I think that since the Torah didn't say it b'feirish, no, there's not the pshat you violated the aseh of marrying a mitzri shlishi by marrying a mitzri sheni. I don't think that's shot.
It has to be
the Gemara asks. We'll get to that. The Gemara asks, why is that different? Why do you assume there's no mamzer from a lava bo mechal aseh?
Okay.
The
Gemara asks. I mean, it would,
right? Yeah. So, but what I'm saying is that, and if you want to think about it and disagree with me, I really want to hear. You know, what I'm saying, and maybe it's a chiddush, or maybe it's not mashma like that. You know, I'm saying in the phrase lava bo mechal aseh. The second word aseh has a totally different meaning than the first word aseh. What I'm saying. The word lav means iser. It's an undesirable state. Habo mechlal aseh means the Torah told it to us by implication, by describing a good state, but not really a mitzvah aseh. So that's already, like, you could say I'm wrong, because I'm saying the word aseh is lav dafka. The Torah is, in a sense, the Torah is describing a desirable state. But not desirable in the sense of a mitzvah to go do it. No, the mitzvah shlishi is desirable. That's okay. It's reshus. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. You have to think about it some more. I'm saying the word asay in the phrase lava bo mechlal asay, that the first word asay. Lava bo mechlal asay, asay. So I'm saying the word lav, I understand what it means. It means an iser. It means we know that the Torah is giving us over on something that's evil, something that's rachok mehashem. I call it an undesirable state. That's why the word iser to me means an undesirable state. The Torah is not giving over to us like number 249, desirable state. So to speak, the Torah is giving over to us number 366, undesirable state. The reason I say those numbers is because the Rambam Lechora does not count a lava bo mechala say in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. You look to the Minyan HaMitzvahs, the Rambam doesn't count it either way, which to me makes a lot of sense. The Rambam only counts as a mitzvah Dvar Hashem. And if it doesn't count as things that are in a ribui either. So just like he doesn't count things that are in a ribui, he doesn't count things that Hashem told us by implication either. No, he only counts the Dvar Hashem. There were 613 Dvar Hashems, what you could do, what you can't do. But I'm saying the word I say in that phrase, it just means, I'm saying it means not a desirable state in the sense of a mitzvah saseh that you have to go create the desirable state, but that it's a rishus. The Torah describes something it's okay with. But its purpose in describing something it's okay with is the implication that something, go ahead, marry a mitzvah shlishi, cross the street holding someone's hand. So the purpose of the Torah is to give over that something is usher. Now, then I say the last word of that sentence, asay, means that the iser only has the chomer of an asay. What do I mean by that? It's very important. Throughout Shas, it's really a chiddush, but really the whole Shas assumes, Rabbi Chanan really talks about it in Kevitz Haaretz on Yevamos, what I'm about to say. In all of Shas, it's assumed that if you violate Hashem's word through Sheva Al Taisa, it's through not doing something, it's less chamur than if you violate it through Kumba Aseh. Sheva Al Taisa is less chamur than Kumba Aseh. Now most of the time, 98% of the time, you're violating Hashem's words in Sheva Al Taisa, you're violating a mitzvah saseh. And most of the time when you do a kumba say, you're violating a lav. Most of the time. But not always. You have cases where, and it's clear in the Gemara regarding the Gemara in Brachos, that God will cover the Briya Shaduchal Osasa Sheva Torah, if your way of violating the lav even is B'Sheva Al Taisa, which sometimes you can do, let's say, Kalayim. The Gemara is inside, if you keep it on, it's Sheva Al Taisa, you're not taking it off. Then the Gemara says, since you have to take it off, it's like you're wearing it, Kumba say. But Akoponim, Sheva Al Taisa, is less chomer. So, Asay, Lav Habo Mechal Asay, I'm suggesting, I understand it to mean only that it has the chomer as if you're violating the Dvar Hashem, B'Sheva Al Taisa. Meaning, right, even though you're violating it, Kumba say. But like you're violating an asay. It only has the chomer of an asay, which you violate b'sheva al taisa, which is less chomer. It's less chomer. How is it less chomer? There's many manifestations of it. Whether chachamim are oikadobim manatayra b'kum ba'asay, or b'sheva al taisa, that's one example. The Gemara in Brachos is about God will cover Abriya Shadokhalo Sasa Shema Torah, either means a Drabonon or it means even a Diaraisa when it's B'Sheva Al Taisa. So I don't know, that's the best I can do with the phrase. A very difficult phrase. I spent a long time on it, but that's not a reason to think that I'm right. I could spend a long time on it and be wrong. I don't like an art scroll when someone says, I tell them they're wrong, I cross it out. They say, I spent a month on that. I'm like, I don't care. It's wrong. So now I'm saying it about myself. That's the best I can do. think about it. Lava bomb, it's a very difficult phrase, because lav doesn't mean a lot. A lava bomb I'll say is an I'll say. Like the whole phrase, like what does it mean? I think lav means iser, abom b'chal aseh means it's implied by the Torah speaking positively about something, although it doesn't mean it's an aseh, it's just, it's okay, the Torah's okay with that, but it implies that it's not okay with something else, and the last word only means, I mean only, the last word means that it only has the intensity of an aveira of violating an aseh, meaning you're violating it b'sheva al taiseh. And that's its chomer, and it has ramifications. Okay, now.
That makes sense.
Yeah, well, yeah, but I don't like it. But I'm not comfortable that the word asay means has two different meanings in the sentence. And I'm not comfortable that the first word asay means Hashem said. Because Hashem didn't say to marry, nobody holds Hashem said to marry a mitzri shlishi. See, you could learn, and some would maybe suggest, that it's like Hashem said, if you're going to marry a mitzri, make sure it's a shlishi, or let it be a shlishi. Sort of like a hechsher, like shchita. Like shchita is a mitzvah in terms of a hechsher, or kiddush is a mitzvah in terms of a hechsher. So you could interpret mitzvi shlishi, but it's not like that, because it's a lava b'machal aseh. But if not for the Gemara telling us that it's a lava b'machal aseh, I could see that it's possible that it's a mitzvah like shechita, that it's like a heksher. If you're going to marry a mitzri, the heksher is it should be a shlishi. And sometimes, like I said, the sifra in Vayikra, when the Torah says eat kosher food, the sifra always says that, I don't know, the Sefer says that every tray, not kosher food, is a lav and an aseh. The lav is the straightforward lav, and the aseh is always the lav abo mechal aseh of the Torah saying, for example, kol tzipa tahora tochelu. But the Rambam, I didn't have time to go through the inyan, the Rambam had Kabbalah, or maybe he had a rayas. The Rambam is cholek, the Rambam had a different take on it. And he counts as a mitzvah aseh. And so what's the mitzvah say? Obviously there's no mitzvah to eat something kosher. So he had this check if it's kosher. Lived up with Simone Behema. Lived up with Simone Chaya. Oaf. Lived up with Simone Dogim. And he made up an assay, which was really not the pashtus hakra. And the Sifra says, Kimat the Feir is not like that. Now, we're dealing with Bula Lekoy and Gadol. Because, but the chumash, we need a chumash here. It's okay, I'm sorry, I brought all these forms, I've got to get a chumash.
Within that translation, there is just, the new translation of the rishus, if that might be a set, one is a
rishus. Well, it's certainly a rishus to marry a mitzvah shlishi.
No one's already given rishus.
No one says it's a mitzvah to marry a mitzvah shlishi, it's rishus.
And you can call this rishus.
What?
Whoever
comes
says
Rishus Aseh? No, that's I'm bothered by that. That's why I'm not so comfortable with what I'm saying. Yeah. So we're learning about Be'ula L'Kohen Gadol. But really, the Ramban in Chumash says, if you look at the Pesukim, you see there's really two Pesukim. By a Kohen Gadol. It says, V'hu isha b'tzuleho yikach. That's one pasuk. You should marry a b'tzula. Then it says, Almono grusha v'chalolo zona es'ela lo yikach. Ki im b'tzula me'am of yikach isha. So the Ramban and Chumash and others say that, so the Gemara universally, and in our Gemara as well, talks about a b'ula l'Kohen Gadol as a violation of the lav abo mechal aseh, that it says ki im b'sula me'am of yikachisha, and ki im b'sula me'am of yikachisha. So the implication is, but not a b'ula. So that's why our Gemara calls it an aseh. Our Gemara calls it a chayve aseh. Mitzri Vadomi is Chayvi Yasei, and Gula Lefayin Gogol is Chayvi Yasei. Now, what do you mean Chayvi Yasei? It's a Lav Abba Mechlal Yasei. Even if we'll posit, right? Even if we'll postulate that there is such a thing as an Isser Yasei, which I say there's not, but others hold there is. But this is not an Isser Yasei. Unless you just say Isser Yasei is another way to describe Lav Abba Mechlal Yasei. So I'm fine with that. I have no problem with that. But you do find Rav Chaim says that Tashbisu Chametz could be interpreted as an Isser Yasei. Like, in other words, the Torah said not to have Chametz in a form of an Asei. Now, really, that's what I'm saying. That's how I understand Lav Abba Mechlal Yasei, really. In other words, the Torah said something's undesirable. In this case, it would be Chametz. It's undesirable, but the Torah didn't come out and say it. There it did, because it's a Lav and an Asei. But Al Kabonim in this pasuk, the Torah didn't come out and say, don't. The Torah implied, don't have Chametz. Like, look, in other words, the Torah said, Lo Yirah Lecha Chametz. That's Mefarish. Don't have Chametz. And then the Torah implied don't have chametz by saying don't get rid of it. But that would turn Tashbisu into a Lav Abba Mechlal Yasei. If that's what Rav Chaim meant, Kol HaKavod, I have no problem with that, except that it doesn't say anywhere in Shas that it's a Lav Abba Mechlal Yasei.
What would be the point if it's of a Lav Abba Mechlal Yasei? We already have another pasuk making it a Lav.
I don't know if there's no point. By the kosher, the Sifra says Lav or Olav B'Lav V'Asei. Torah is increasing its exhortations not to do it. And it says it this way, and it says it that way. You have Lav or Olav B'Lav V'Asei.
But that's what they're doing by the Kohen Gadol.
We're supposed to make it a Lav, and we have another pasuk that's an Asei to go to.
Okay, anyway, so I'm not sure what he means. Again, for many years I thought that the Asei of Tishbos on Shabbos was an Isser Asei of Malacha. But then I realized it's not necessary to say that, because it's a positive commandment to rest, or say to cease doing malacha, because shvisa, as we learn it when you live in Israel, you learn that shvisa means to cease doing work. That's what you learn when you grow up in Israel, shvita. You know, it means to stop doing work, which is really more the concept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ceased doing work. He didn't really rest, even though it does say the word vayonach. You have to explain the word Vayonach also, but the etzem word of Shabbos, okay, I don't know if you gain anything, it says Vayonach, so.
How is this passing?
No, but I don't think it's so. In other words, Tishbos is a positive commandment, and and Tashbisu Shver, I don't think, the only way I can understand this, or I say, just the words, what does it mean, is through a Lav Abba Mechlal Yasei. There's a Torah saying something's bad, and it's saying it through a statement that something is an Asei, is good, or is Rishus, something positive. The Torah is telling you something's negative through the implication of stating something positive. So if Rav Chaim learned Tashbisu like that, then I would call it a Lav Abba Mechlal Yasei. I don't know what to think. I don't know what else Israel say. Okay, let's put it aside. But by Basula you have both. This is the point that Ramban makes. By Basula, it's an assay for him to marry a Basula, a regular positive commandment to him to marry a Basula. And then there's the Lav Abba Mechlal Yasei that he's not allowed to marry a Ba'ula. So that's the Lav Abba and there are two different psukim. And we'll see the ramifications of those two psukim as we learn the sugya now.
How does that explain the other balance of the pasuk where he says not to marry a grusha?
That's a regular Lav. It says he shall not marry an almona or a grusha or a halala or a zona. Rather, he should take a basula. So that rather he should take a basula is written for its implication. He should not take a ba'ula.
Because it said it one time before.
No, a ba'ula is not necessary. Almona grusha machalolo zona is much worse than a bula. A bula could be pani abala pruya. A woman is a bula because someone, you know, someone violated her. But we don't pass like a belezer that pani abala pruya is a zona. So then she's a regular bula. Or if she was married. Oh, if she's married, she's going to be a grusha machalolo. Okay. But you see, it's a lavin and aseh. You see in Gemara Yevamos that a kohen gadol to marry an almonah and a nesuin, for example, is a lavin and aseh. And therefore you can't say aseh dochel. The irony, oh, here's an irony.
Right, but that reinforces it, so that why aren't the children mamzerim?
You mean chalolim?
No, they are chalolim.
Why aren't they mamzerim? Oh, because we learn out from the pasuk, lo yichalel, chilulin huosu veinosu mamzerim. That's why, that's what Rabbi Akiva's moda, that there's no mamzeris from these lavin, because of this pasuk, lo yichal. That's what Rabbi Yeshovim said. Then the Gemara brings down from Rabbi Simoi that that's not true. Minakol osur Rabbi Akiva mamzerim. Oh, no, I'm sorry, I mixed up. Rabbi Simoi is the one that says, chutz mi almona l'kayin gadol, because he darshan chilulin huosu veinosu mamzerim, which we explained last week to me. An amkus, and it means that it's not so much that the zohar is not fit for the nekeva, or the nekeva is not fit for the zohar, but it means it's a chilul of the kahuna. So that would be like an understandable reason why it wouldn't be mamzerus, not just exerus hakosah. But Rabbi Yeshovich said, "Bo v'nitzuach alakiva ben Yosef, shayoyim kol shengo biyim b'yisrael avlad mamzer." And that lechayra means even almona kain gadol, because of kain edyot. So he says, "My beinayu, so ika beinayu." Let's go to the top of the flamed amar aleph. Chay v'yasei mitzri v'adomi. Now chay v'yasei is the lava b'machal asei. B'toch shlosha doros, dechsev dor shlishi yovelahem. You could marry a mitzri shlishi. Dor sheni lo lava b'machal asei. But Chayve Yasei Rashi hastens to explain there's a lava bo mechal asei. Oh, here's an irony that makes a big nafkamina. Oh, figure it out, a big nafkamina. We know that asei dochalos asei. Now asei dochalos asei is really it really shouldn't be that way, because we know from all of Shas that an asei is less chomer than a lav. Right? A lav is more chomer, and an asei is less chomer. An asei you violate b'shev al taisa, a lav you violate b'kum ba'asei. But besides that, a lav is said to be more chomer. And yet, asei is daichalois asei. You learn that from psukim. But it really, I mean, in the mathematics of Isurim, it shouldn't be that way. So there's the famous Ramban, that asei comes from a tenua of ahava, and a lav is from yira, and therefore the asay is docha the lav, because ahava bests yira in a head-on match. Okay, I mean it's a pasuk. Ramban's really just explaining the philosophy behind it. Oh, but here's the irony. But ein asay docha asay, right? Because my umay hay asay, my hay asay. That's the lashon haGemara, because they're both asays. Why should one asay be different than the other? Now, there's two ways of asay doch asay. You can have two cases, two scenarios. You can have two kumba asays. So you say, my ulma hai asay v'hai asay. But let's say it's a question of an asay being doche alava bo mechal asay. So it's clear in the Gemara Yevamos that it's also not doichel lava bo mechal asei. Because if we have the asei of yibum bumping heads against, let's say, almonim and anasuin, kohen gadol can't be miyabim his brother's wife and anasuin, because she's an almona and she's a ba'ula, right? So that's a lava bo mechal asei. There it's not poshut at all. It's a big chiddush. Because it's not really an assay. See?
Well, it is, but the assay is on a different level. Because
but it's not a mitzvah saseh. You mean, it's an assay in what sense are we saying?
For the kahuna.
It's really an isser. It's really an isser. And really you would say, or I would say, that if an assay is doicha and isser that's said with a lav, it should certainly be doicha and isser that's it only says by implication, which is less kal. But yet it's not like that. You say, my ulme hayasay, my hayasay, which means not only does lava b'chal asay asay mean that it's only as chomer as an asay, it's only as lenient as an asay, whichever word you want to use, but ironically, in such a case, it also has the qualities, I wouldn't say powerful, because it's not the power. It has the quality of an asay. But I'm not sure why it would have the qualities of an asay. No, the way I'm learning, it's not really an assay.
But at the end of the day,
is it really an assay? No, lechora. It's lav abo mechlal assay. And the last word assay, what does it mean assay? There's no mitzvah assay to marry a mitzvah shlishi, right? So the isser of marrying a mitzvah sheni has the lack of intensity, if you'll pardon the expression, has the madrega of an assay. Because the Torah told it to you by making a positive statement. So it's just a tremendous, if that is true, I'm almost thinking it's not true because it's too schwer. Why would the isser have the quality of an assay, and now another assay won't be docha it because ain't I say docha I say because mayul mehay I say mehay I say. Is that really an I say? It's really an isser.
Like the
really an isser.
It's an isser. Okay. I'm pointing out the chiddush that it also has the qualities of an I say. That's all. To me, it's a tremendous chiddush.
Are there any other qualities, or it's just that one? It's not.
That's the only quality, because normally an I say is lighter than a lav. The only time you look, I'll be everything. Look, I'll be Kapuras Yom Kippur. Right? What's Mechaper on it? So, the Kapura, do you need Yom Kippur? Let's say you do Tshuva Miyad. So, a Lava Bo Mechlal Asay is like an Asay. And you can do Tshuva Miyad. And it's in Gansu and Ogavish. It's like a Gansu and a Kapura. So, you see, it only has that Chomer of an Asay. Okay. Hanichal Rab. Now the Gemara wants to know about Chai Be'asei, indeed. Honichel Rav Yishoyvev, Ila Fugim Itamid Rav Simoi Ka'osi. Rav Simoi said, there's no Mamzeris from Isuri Kahuna, regular Lavin of Kahuna, even according to Rabbi Akiva. So if Rav Yishoyvev only came to say that he's incorrect, but he never really addressed Chai Be'asei, so Shapir, you could say Chai V'Yasei, which is more kal, even Rabbi Akiva's mode, there's no Mamzerus. Eli Taimei Denav Shekomar, but if he's making an independent statement, not just a retort to Rabbi Yishoyvev, to Rav Simoi, not just a retort to Rav Simoi, but an independent statement. Kol Shem Obiyah B'Yisrael Avlad Mamzer. That would mean afilu chai ve'asei. So my benayel. So again, we don't have a difference between Rabbi Yishoyvev and Rabbi Simoi. Rabbi Shimon Timni and Rabbi Shimon Benasya. And the Gemara answers: Zikim benay bula l'koyin gadol u'mayishna. Oh, so why would that be different? In other words, if you're making an independent statement that kol shein lo bia b'yisrael havlad mamzer. Even a Chai V'Yasei, so why is the Chai V'Yasei of Bula L'Kohen Gadol different? So the more answers, the Chai V'Yasei Shein Hashavah Bakol. So again, the Maishno Hayasei Mehayasei, the Moedim Rebbe Kiva, the Chai V'Yasei Shein Hashavah Bakol, Shein Noyeg Ala B'Kohen Gadol. Chai V'Yasei Dimitri Va'adumi Noyeg B'Kol Akol. So again, I think that the Kivager is bothered by, like, but a lav shein hashavah b'kol is mamzeris. The Gemara only says it by a say, not by a lot. So you have to say again, we're dealing with the intensity of Isser. And so first of all, you see from the Gemara that an Ein Sheva Makol is a less intense Isser. That you see from all of the Shas, that when you're making Limudim, like if you find out an Asay is Doicha Loitza Say Shein Sheva Makol, it doesn't tell you that it's Doicha regular Loitza Say.
But you've got the lot with Korna though. It says in the second pasuk that Amana the
We're talking about a straight bula.
Okay.
We're talking about the Amana, we're talking about a straightforward bula. She was married once already, right? Or someone violated her.
But
what
you said about the statement is Kol She'eino Bia Yisrael. Because that was a statement, or Rashi interpreted it.
Yeah, but
so
we have to.
So that statement doesn't fit to say going shy by one category or two.
You're saying good. You're answering how, if it's an independent statement, how could we say that Eino Sheva Bakol is different? So the answer would be that he very cleverly said. And this is an Ein Sheva Bakol, means it's not Yisrael. It's only the Kahuna. Okay, but it doesn't really answer the question why. Jamaica's bothered by why. I think the pshat could be the way we said when we explained Chilul and Ois of Ein Oisim Mamzerim, that if it's Ein Sheva Bakol, it's not really an Isser on the Ish V'Isha aspect of their relationship. It's really more on the Chilul Kahuna. So it's an assay, and it's in a Sheva Bakol, and that doesn't produce mamzeres, perhaps. Okay, let's stop here.